And I'd like to give you some news you can use when I'm on the radio. And here are some tidbits that I've gleaned through the research that I go through weekly. Does eating organic food reduce cancer risk? A new French study says that it's definitely possible. So some of us get ridiculed for wasting our money on organic food by friends and family. But now there's proof that it definitely is worthwhile in prevention of cancer. French researchers studied 69,000 French adults. 78% were women, and average age was about 44. Now, typically when you eat organic, you are also choosing a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, fiber, nuts, legumes, and usually there's less processed meat, poultry, and dairy. But the research showed that even among those who had very poor diets, yet mostly organic, they too had a reduced risk of cancer. Breast cancer was 21% less likely, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was 73% less. Amazing. Of course, many lymphomas have been linked to environmental toxins, including pesticides and herbicides, so it makes sense that lymphomas would have the biggest reduction in incidence. These are impressive numbers, so when friends make fun of you for spending a little more on organic food, tell them you're just preventing cancer. Another update on exercise research and the health risk of sitting and the benefits of short-burst, high-intensity exercise. Now, I brought up the dangers of too much sitting recently in a previous show. But recently, we've heard all over the news and even from medical journals that sitting is now the new smoking and that we should all get adjustable desks to work from or even working from a treadmill. I don't know, if you were my patient, would you mind if I was running on my treadmill while we talked about your health? Probably not. Might be a little distracting. But is sitting really that bad? Now, granted, the risk of premature death goes up about 10 to 20%. For those of us sitting more than 8 hours every day. But smoking increases premature death by any cause by 180%, including the risk of cardiovascular disease and cancer. There is a 1,000% increase risk of lung cancer by smoking. And of course, sitting doesn't endanger our coworkers, whereas smoking nearby clearly does. What can we do to counter the effects of sitting all day? Exercise, of course, and even short bursts of exercise can counter these effects. Another study showed that even 6 minutes of high-intensity activity each hour had improved weight loss, better oxygenation, and lower stress levels. Exercise also improved various aspects of perception without inhibiting cognitive function. So this may even help your work productivity. And then lastly, ran across this fascinating study. It talks about the dangers of premature death by avoiding hormone replacement. And this is from an article from the American Journal of Public Health from September 2013 titled "Mortality Toll of Estrogen Avoidance, an Analysis of Excess Deaths Among Hysterectomized Women Aged 50 to 59. This is an amazing study. Now, we all know about the Women's Health Initiative study published in 2002, which revealed the adverse effects of women receiving oral hormone replacement, especially estrogen oral replacement, which included the risk of breast cancer. Prescriptions of hormone replacement for postmenopausal women right after that study dropped 70 to 80%. And to this day, fears about hormone replacement are still being propagated by most healthcare providers, confusing the public about its benefits versus its risks. But now this study from public health experts outlines that the decline in use of estrogen since 2002 has resulted in a significant increase in deaths for women aged 50 to 59. And this analysis suggests that between 2002 and 2011, a minimum of 18,600 women and as many as, believe it or not, 91,000 excess deaths have occurred among hysterectomized women aged 50 to 59 years old following the publication of the original Women's Health Initiative findings. because of the resulting aversion to hormone replacement therapy of all kinds that ensued among doctors and patients alike. The actual toll of excess mortality is more likely to be between 40,000 and 49,000. Now, we know that estrogen therapy reduces mortality primarily through reducing cardiovascular and coronary heart disease related deaths. So that's the main prevention of death in this age group. Estradiol especially inhibits the development of atherosclerosis and helps maintain arterial blood flow. Now, of course, Dr. Wright has been talking about the advantages of hormone replacement for many decades now, and this is a really good study proving what he has been saying all along. Estrogen therapy is cardioprotective when started close to the time of menopause, or at least within 10 years. Another interesting thing in this study, although prevention of cardiovascular mortality is by far the most major benefit of estrogen replacement, the studies also showed a reduction in cancer deaths. Now, I know this may be counterintuitive because we're all told, oh, yeah, estrogen causes cancer. But these are the results straight from the public health studies. And the World Health Organization, I'm sorry, the Women's Health Initiative investigators reported a 63% reduction in mortality from invasive breast cancer in the 12-year follow-up in the post-interventional study of estrogen therapy users versus placebo users. Now, another part of the study revealed that transdermal estradiol is more effective than taking oral estrogen in preventing cardiovascular events. And of course, oral estrogen is the more dangerous delivery method and should be avoided. So that's it for the news you can use.